Hi, before we get started, I just wanted to warn you that a lot of the music in this show is explicit. A lot of my language is explicit, but I still explicitly hope that you'll listen to Musish with Kron Fused, which is coming up next. If you also want to be a part of the show, we accept ideas for improvs. You can email me at kronfused@gmail.com. That's kronfused@gmail.com. Or you can find me on social media everywhere with the same name. That's it. Thank you so much for tuning in. Don't be surprised when I say bad words. Hello, welcome back to Musish. It's me, Julie B, aka Kron Fused, aka the host of the hour that's before you. We're coming at you very close to my 30th birthday. What the heck? Wow, what a strange concept. If it sounds different, if you don't like it, let me know. I'm trying out a new mic this week, a better mic, but it is a much more sensitive mic. Anyway, hi, welcome to what's now been a year of me doing shows from my home. Wow. What a weird, strange year it's been for all of us. Yeah, there's not a single person who's had a normal time this year. And if you have, what the hell? What's wrong with you? I can't really think of much to say except for please allow me to be completely self-indulgent for the next hour because I'm turning 30 in what will be tomorrow. And usually I spend my year doing this, my birthday doing this thing called the Jewelbury. I've done it, this will be the fifth year now. Last year I decided to take the year off even before pandemic hit, which was wild, that it kind of just coincided that, you know, I pre-canceled this event that would have ended up getting canceled anyway. Here's some groans, my little doggies on my lap, and my, like I said, this mic is very, very new and very hot, so yeah, but she's happy, she's comfy, she's just noisy. Anyway, the Jewelbury is a charity fundraising show that I hold on my birthday because I like to stress myself out or something. I don't know, I'm starting to wonder why I do it other than an excuse to perform on my birthday and a way to sort of highlight different community organizations that I really like. Usually the charity changes every year, but this year, because it's online, I kind of wanted to make it a pick your own charity, choose your own adventure type thing. So there's pay what you can tickets left. If you go to Facebook or Eventbrite and search 5th Annual Jewelbury or Jewelbury Living Room Sock Hop or Living Room Jewelbury, but you'll find it, even if you just Google Jewelbury, J-U-L-B-O-R-E-E. I'm fairly certain it'll come up. But there's Pay What You Can tickets left, and that gets you access to a streaming link that has a ton of different bands like Strange Breed, Fallen Stars, Malakate, Me, Confused, a performance from poets like Lisa Shen. We also have bands like Blackberry Wood in there. We've got, actual Artemis musicians. It's crazy. We got tons of stuff. We got theater. We got folk music. You'll love it. And if you get the Pay What You Can link, you'll also get a list of engaging interactive activities. We also have a silent auction with art and furniture, which is to say pillows, and food, and books. So yeah, just please digitally come out, show up. The charities that I'm sort of directing people towards are the Artemis Musician Society, a group of musicians using their music to end the stigma against survivors of sexual assault, as they are all survivors of sexual assault. Full disclosure, I am a member of Artemis. We do what we can, but we are a very small, new nonprofit, so we do need help. Next is a charity I've done a lot of work with, one that's actually just right around the corner from my house. Sage Community Food Bank is an incredibly inclusive community, not just as a place to volunteer and get food, but also as a place to feel safe, feel seen, feel heard. They don't require any ID. It's a low barrier food mark. You can have any gender and go there. You have any nationality, any language. You can speak it. They'll feed you. It's really beautiful. It's twice a month on Fridays. I think right now they're operating with a delivery system. So if you search SAIGE Community Food Bank on Facebook or Google, you'll find more information about them. And finally, the last charity that I've chosen is Hogan's Alley Society, a really well-known advocacy group for the Black community here in Vancouver, to sort of find a way to do restitution and make amends for the seizure and of their land and erasure of their community in what is now like the Georgia Viaduct area, sort of like Gastown adjacent. And they're sort of looking to build community spaces for Black and Indigenous people in that area where Hogan's Alley once was, and sort of reclaim it for their community. And so today, I'm going to be playing music from Artemis. I'm going to be playing a short clip from a little Story Hive documentary. I guess I'll just play the whole Story Hive documentary of Hogan's Alley Society. And then I'm also going to be playing my piece, Slayer, in its entirety. Slayer was a project that I did in 2017 and 2018. It was released in 2018, but it was staged and put up twice in 2017. Once here in Vancouver and once up north in Yellowknife, where it was recorded, where I am from. I believe it's Chief Dry Geese territory. Yeah, I put out jars for the audience, each one labeled with fear, demons, secrets, muses, and loves. And the audience is invited to put their corresponding, things as inspired by this prompt into those prompts into those corresponding jars. The secret one is my favorite. I miss my secret jar. It ended up getting discarded at one event, which was very sad. But I'm hopefully going to be collecting all these different things once we can do live events again. But these five songs that you'll hear were all improvised that night. You'll hear them exactly as they were recorded. There will be a new premiere of a video and a sort of radio edit redux of these songs during the Jewelbury. So if you like them and you want to see the visual interpretation of them, please come out. Same with the Artemis song that you'll hear. It was written and composed by Jordan Nobles. I may speak a little bit more about it once it's finished. Just also to give some ads, also to give some shout outs to CITR and people and powers that be and that put me on the air and that I am thankful for, just like this land that I am thankful for, the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people, whom let They didn't let us. No one let us be here, but they took care of this land, and now they allow us to be here. And, you know, we should support them. When you see people like the Braided Warriors doing protests, you know, maybe some people chose them as their charity. I did put the option out that you can choose anyone you want. So maybe, you know, people like the Black Therapy Advocacy Fund or Braided Warriors or Wish resonated more with you. That's fine. Put them in there. Jewelbury will make sure that they get the money they deserve. Because all these groups, especially this year, which we all know was crazy, deserve a lot of help. Because they do a lot of good. And goodness knows it's a hard thing to do in such a mean old world. Anyway, we'll get right to it. This is a Story Hive documentary about Hogan's Alley Society, followed by Artemis musicians playing Jordan Nobles's, as usual, can't say anything right, it's Simulacrum? Yes, but it's by Jordan Nobles, and it's a really beautiful piece that they, all the instrumentalists in Artemis did at a distance this year, with a lot of help from Lauren Julius in the, Lars Julius? LJ, as we call him, from the Netherlands. So thank you to them. Thank you to Jordan. Thank you to the Hogan's Alley Society and to Sage Community Food Bank and all other nonprofits doing the hard work you're doing right now. You're the real essential workers, really. Like, who are we kidding? Anyway, I hope you're all staying safe, staying sane, and doing what you can. Enjoy the weird music we got. I might talk to you a bit more in the middle. You might hear some ads. Hopefully you tune into the Jewelbury, because honestly, it's been a lot of work and it's going to be a lot of fun, and I really think that we could do a lot of good if we work together. It'd be really cool. I mean, like, you used to be cool and you could still be cool if you tried a little. Okay. Anyway. Here's all that stuff I talked about. Please stay tuned to Musish on 101.9 FM. CITR, Discorder Radio. Okay, here we go.
There's a little bit of awareness of Hogan's Alley as in, oh yeah, that's that spot between Main and Gore, that block there, where the viaduct is. I don't think they have a full understanding of the extent and the vibrancy of that larger community.
I can't tell you all the stories about how exciting it was, but you grew up fast. Yeah.
You ever heard of Louis Armstrong? We did a few things with him. And you know, you ever heard of Sammy Davis Jr.? We taught him how to dance.
Everywhere I go, every city I go to, has a story of what urban renewal did to that city. It is invariably something that happened in a black neighborhood or a Chinatown. And in Vancouver, it was both.
It was a very close neighborhood at one time. And that was lost through this viaduct thing.
When I go down there now, I can see where my friend lived here. My friend lived here. Where I lived over there, all gone now. All gone.
Term Hogan's Alley kind of breeds urban myths, I think. I've heard all sorts of weird versions of who Hogan might have been, and it's all nonsense. I think what it really is a reference to a comic strip by Richard Outcault. It's funny because it was racist in a way, but against the Irish, right? And it was a kind of comically chaotic Irish ghetto in Hell's Kitchen in New York. And so it became synonymous with ghetto, or what today we would say ghetto, right? But in those days, you'd say it's a regular Hogan's Alley. It was kind of an idiom for a poor neighborhood. But as time passed, I think people forgot what the epithet referred to, and it just became the name of that alley. Hogan's Alley was a T-shaped alley. The north-south part ran parallel to Main Street, and then it teed right where the Georgia Viaduct is. So from Main all the way to Jackson Avenue, between Union Street on the north side and Pryor on the south. Hogan's Alley was not a black-only neighborhood at all. It was where Italians in Vancouver traced their origins to as well, and it was right on the edge of Chinatown. But it did have a cluster of black businesses and institutions in the church that were significant to the black community and some residential areas.
Well, one of the things that's interesting about the neighborhood is the establishment of the train stations. There were two. There was the Great Northern Station and the Canadian National Station. So Great Northern is American, and Canadian National obviously is transcontinental. And the favored crews on those trains for the sleeping cars and dining cars were black men.
In the United States, it was traditional to hire black men as railway porters, you know, translated over into Canada, where there weren't as many black people, but it still became a tradition to hire black men as porters.
And it wasn't a menial job. That's one of the interesting things in black history, is that being a porter was something that you'd arrive. This was a very good position.
You know, you had a uniform, you got to travel. It was a fairly well-paying job compared to some other jobs that were around.
And so at the end of the line, which Vancouver was, you then had that kind of layover, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, as you changed out the trains.
And I'm pretty sure that's why Hogan's Alley was where it was. If you go very far back, one of the earliest black institutions in that area was the porter's quarters. It was kind of a lounge for porters.
So you had this kind of mix of sort of transient folks coming in for a few days and stuff like that, and then you had the population that was already here. You also had the vaudeville circuits that came in, and the trains played an important role in that because you moved your vaudeville act by train, and all of the circuits came up to Vancouver. And so a lot of black performers came up into Vancouver. Some of them stayed, and others like the Hendrix family, once the troupe went bust in Seattle, well, they ended up hearing about jobs in Vancouver, so that's why they ended up coming up to Vancouver. Even in the 1930s and 1940s, I mean, we were a major, major, major city, and our nightclubs brought everyone up here. And so we talk about it today as a well-known place and sort of the cliche Hollywood North. Well, we were Hollywood North before that was even an idea. So that whole entertainment history plays a huge, huge, huge role in the development of the city.
This is a holding copyright recorded on September the 26th, 1960. Words and music by the Crump Twins, Robert P. and Ronald J., 856 East Cordova Street, Vancouver, B.C.
Larry Babel, he is so bad. Yes, he got it. Oh, well, from his dad, he is a bad, bad little boy.
No, no, we were a duo. My dad not a tap dance. All my family were entertainers pretty well. We were born in Edmonton, Alberta, and came here when we were young. Same with Jim Hendrix there. We knew him when he was we were all coming up. And then that's when we moved to Hogan's Alley. It was a cosmopolitan area, and there was a school there called Strathcona School. It was on the edge of Chinatown. Our church was there, too. It was called the Fountain Chapel Church. Now, Jackson and Pryor there. We went to Sunday school and to church there every Sunday. Our childhood was absolutely perfect. Absolutely perfect, but it was a good area then. It would have been a good area now if it hadn't uprooted the community. You know, you are what your parents are, you know. They sang and they danced. We picked it up. And then one of my sisters there, she was a singer too. Her name was Honey Carlisle, that's what she called herself. And then we did all the hospitals, the community centers and all that there. So we worked with them. We worked at the P&E for 4 or 5 years straight on a sideshow there. And it started at Harlem, the Royal Canadian Carnivals. We did Uptown, the Cave, the Palomar, the Arctic Club, and all the places like locally. And then we was down on Granville Street there where we met Louis Armstrong, and being twins, we drew his attention. And so he said, "What are you guys doing on a Saturday afternoon?" We said nothing. So we ran home and told my mom, Louis Armstrong wants to come down to see a show on Saturday afternoon for the matinee. And his big thing, he said, the Crumb Twins are here because they were outstanding. joke is, I was standing where? I was standing on Granville Street.
For the women in the community, the centralized job option was the ownership of these chicken houses or speakeasies. You could go drink illegally during Prohibition in the 30s. The most famous would have been Vi's Chicken and Steaks, and attracted some very famous customers over the years.
Sammy Davis Jr. would come with his dad and his uncle. He was still young at that time, and they performed as a trio. The Mills Brothers, Duke Ellington, Nat King Cole, Louis Armstrong, and whoever was with his crew at the time, Lena Horne, would come to the restaurant when she was in town. Mitzi Gaynor, Evan Kemp. They were entertainers from different backgrounds. Whoever came through the door, they were more than welcome and treated like they were special guests. They started the restaurant in 1948. My grandfather was the greeter, and my grandmother did all the work. She cooked and ran the whole show. So it closed at 4 a.m. So when entertainers would come to Vancouver, when their show was over, midnight, they would venture to the restaurant. And when my grandmother had time off, she would go to places like the Palomar and the Cave and Izzy's. And these were all your top-notch places in Vancouver. And I remember when we would enter the Cave, whoever was at the door would say, "Bye. Love to see you. Love to see you. Have a table for you." And we would end up winding through tables to the front, right at the front of the stage. And it was kind of neat.
To prevent the spread of coronavirus 2019, or COVID-19, social distancing and self-isolation measures have been recommended. Here are some tips for managing your mental health while working from home, in self-isolation, quarantined, having to be home due to loss of employment, or just having to be home more than usual, according to @counselingforallseasons on Instagram. Try to create a structure or routine for your day. Structure helps us feel a sense of normalcy and control, and this is especially important during a time with a lot of unknowns. Routines do not have to be about productivity. Take a nap, go for a walk, or read a book. Remember to have regular meals and hydrate. This can add to a regular routine, and both of these can contribute to mood changes. If it's possible, get outside. If it's possible, get outside or open your windows. Fresh air and natural light can be beneficial to mental health. Don't be afraid to go outside. Just make sure you're observing basic social distancing. Stick to a sleep routine. Both lack of sleep and excess sleep can increase anxiety and depression. Keep up with personal hygiene and chores. Skipping personal hygiene routines can affect our moods, so try to shower, etc., even though you're not going out. Keeping your space tidy and clean can help with mental health, but it'll also contribute to preventing the spread of COVID-19. It's two birds, one stone. Remember to connect with loved ones. We might not be able to see people face to face, but that doesn't mean that those relationships are any less meaningful or important. Connection is vital to our mental health, especially in times that can feel full of despair.
Oh. How'd it go? Are we down with them?
No. They must have seen you.
I know that you're not too ambitious.
I don't have any friends and you can too. Tune into Teachable Moments on 101.9 FM every Tuesday at 4 p.m. if you're a f***ing dork.
I specifically said no geeks.
But my mom says I'm cool.
Like I'm not even there at all.
Speak My Language is a collection of 5 radio documentaries centering the experiences of Chinese seniors navigating barriers in the BC healthcare system. Created through collaborations between youth and seniors, this intergenerational radio storytelling project promotes a greater awareness of language and cultural accessibility in healthcare. Come out for the launch event, Speak My Language, celebrating our stories. For more info, visit yarrowsociety.ca/speakmylanguage. That's YARROW society.ca/speakmylanguage.
Hoo-hoo-wee. That piccolo there at the end, I think that's what that beautiful, sweet, sweet high little instrument was there. That was Simulacrum by Jordan Nobles as performed by the Artemis Musician Society. And before that, you heard Secret Vancouver's Story Hive documentary, or rather an excerpt of such, from Secret Vancouver's Story Hive Hogan's Alley doc. I definitely recommend you check it out. It's just a 16-minute little piece, but it's really quite moving and informative. And if you'd like to check something else out, I'm holding a virtual 30th birthday party / choose your own adventure charity fundraiser online this Saturday, tomorrow. For my birthday, you can check the 5th annual Jewelbury, that's the number 5, THJULBOREE, on Facebook, or even just Google that or Google Jewelbury and it'll pop up. And then you can choose between one of 3 charities or suggest your own to donate your money to. Anything helps. It's a pay what you can ticket. You'll get the streaming link for 10 days after it's up, and you'll also get a list of activities to play along with folks. Mostly it's a way to say thank you to my community, to celebrate all the hard work, the people who are really the true givers and doers of the world are doing and giving, and to get my community as excited as I am about them, and to also, have an excuse to perform for all my friends on my birthday. It's a lot of work, but it's very rewarding, especially because it really shows just truly how caring the people that I have around me are, and I really try and be a super kind, super nice person. I feel like sometimes it's harder for me to not be, and I skew rather positive, even though I know the world is a terrible place and has a lot of darkness and horror, and I have felt a good chunk of that darkness and horror, but I also know that it's truly what makes the love and the light outstanding is surviving that darkness. So I really want to celebrate the people who push their own light forward and do it, by giving the best loot bag of all, loot, actual money, to these people who friggin' need it. So please come out to the Jewelbury, pick a pay what you can, and thank you for listening to me here on CITR 101.9 Discorder Radio. You're about to hear my one-take mixtape, as I like to call it, Slayer, which will also have a video premiere tomorrow night, or a visual poem redux, as I'm calling it. Anyway, happy birthday to me. Happy 1-year pandemic anniversary to my living room podcast. And please, pretty, pretty please, come out to the Jewelbury tomorrow. But either way, thank you for inspiring me, and stay inspired. This has been Musish with me, Confused.
Hey, are you interested in radio? Passionate about gender issues? Want to be an active part of your community? Then join the wave and become part of CITR's Gender Empowerment Collective.
We meet every Friday at 2 p.m. and we want your voice. We are all about empowering everyone and giving you the chance to speak your mind.
No experience necessary.
Find us on Facebook, Twitter, or email us at genderempowerment@citr.ca.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Let's start in fear, and we'll end up in love. So let's go. I fear ultimately letting myself down. Me that I could be, or maybe nearly, 'cause I've been trying so hard just to succeed. But does it fail me? I don't know. Oh, so that's why I try so hard not to end up in woe, but to just push back to wow, you know. I wanna go further, it seems, way past my dreams. Don't want to fail nobody, not me. Don't wanna be the one to say sorry. Don't wanna be the one. Don't wanna be a burden. I'm sorry that I said it again. Oh, don't you know I try to be a good kind of girl, early guy. But every now and then I mess up and hurt my friends. Would they call me a failure? No, but I feel pretty bad when I do, for sure. So I apologize, and maybe it's not wise to do it all the time. Sorry, just being me, and I'm sorry. I'm sorry for being me, yeah, I'm sorry. Thank you so much. So now we're gonna move on to demons, something people are fighting against. Maybe it's like a vampire. Maybe someone's really into Satan. I love to control everything.
So this next song is the secret song. So if you want to know what it is, you have to come talk to me after. It'll cost you $5. No, I'm kidding. It's free if you're here. Thank you. Check one box if you like me lots, or just throw this note away. If you wanna come over later, maybe you and I could play. If not, that's hot with me too. I'd like to be your friend. This sounds real nice, like a ticket or leave it. Yes, yes, for now to the end. I like you, really like you. Do you like me too? If I told you, would you like that? Or would you be like you? If I pulled your hair, would you care? Would you tell on me, baby? Would you recognize the sign that I think you're my everything? I know a while now, or we've been palling around. But you got my special frown, and you know what I mean. It's not a frown, it's upside down. You make me feel like a clown. Thank you guys so much for all the good words. It's so exciting. So speaking of inspiration, this next one is Muses. Dangerous women. Too brightly, that glare you got over me, yes, it shines so dangerously. I know you will blind me, cause yes, you're so shiny. Won't you try to be my baby, or are you too safe for me? A little dangerously,
I wanna touch your love, but I don't wanna make you mad.
I wanna touch. wanna get punched. But you might be nuts. I wanna touch ya, but I don't wanna meet your dad. Cause he must have been pretty shit if your ass is that bad. But yeah, I'd like to meet your mom, cause I bet that she's pretty rad. And a chick like you better have a woman, gonna make me feel real bad when I call you a chick. Make me feel like a dick. So, as we always try to do, let's end things with love. So you guys can go feeling a little more lovely, and I can thank you all for your loveliness tonight. No one can ever love you fully except yourself. Something to put it down, or else the flowers that you gonna get, they're gonna rot, rot, rot. Don't give it other thoughts. I said no, don't give love other thoughts. You gotta just give love, don't think too much. Give me your love or just give it away, right back to yourself, my pretty babe. If you don't like this, there's another way. It's called therapy. Personal stock. I said that stamina, that that stuff you got. Lots you wanna figure it out. Maybe lay down a plot, not a burial one, but one that can grow. Lots.
Love yourself, baby. You gotta understand, no one else can. Love yourself, love yourself, baby. Thank you.